You may have heard the Super Bowl is on Sunday, and Seahawks fever is in full force. All this football mayhem means money for people who sell fan gear. Even small-time artists new to the sports scene are getting in on it. They're creating blue and green knit caps, scarves, special Seahawks screen prints, ton of stuff. But for one Seattle artist, a simple handcrafted baby onesie has become a lesson in intellectual property law. KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports.
Great little bag for you?
That'd be awesome.
It's a ridiculously warm and sunny Sunday in January, and Seattleites at the Fremont Market seem extra happy.
Do you guys have these in a five?
They just do even sizes, the brand that we use.
Samantha Manilang is also amped. It's Seahawks Super Bowl number two, and A, that's amazing. B, that's helping her little business.
Yeah, so just size up.
Okay. I design and print baby, toddler, and now some adult apparel.
She screen prints out of her garage. She has old school Seahawks and Sounders logos and some hand-drawn art. Since she's using outdated logos, she says she doesn't have to worry about trademark violations.
And then the Space Needle, how did you do that one?
Oh, this one is from a picture.
She took the picture and turned it into a print. It's a black, minimalist image of the Space Needle with a blue 12th man flag waving on top. Basically, it's a sports tee, but all hipstered out. It's very popular here. The problem, says Manilang, is that it was also popular at another small business, a store in Seattle's University Village. She started working with the shop before the Super Bowl last year. She was selling them onesies wholesale, but she took some time off. Then, last fall,
my husband and I were walking through the village and just saw my stuff in the window, and it was pretty clear that it wasn't our onesies. So I kind of just walked in a cloud, trying not to cry, and just totally asked her about it.
Manilang says her Space Needle 12th Man flag design was in the window, but she believes the shop had taken the artwork to a printer and had the images made onto their own onesies. Manilang says she talked to the owner, who said the onesies would be taken down.
I just kind of dropped it. And then my girlfriend was shopping in the village and then went by the store and saw our onesies up again. And that was just a couple weeks ago.
The owners of the store would not comment for this story. Manilang says she'll probably end up just walking away. Attorneys often tell small-time artists who think their work has been copied that they should do just that. That's the legal advice an Anacortes artist got 10 years ago. She says she found a nearly identical version of her punk rock sock monkeys in an Urban Outfitters catalog. She emailed them, and the company lawyers said sock monkeys were already in the public domain. Then, after talking to her own lawyers, the artist dropped it. Zara Saeed with University of Washington Law School specializes in copyright law.
The key is ideas are not protected under intellectual property. It's only the specific expression, the particular details associated with how you express the idea.
So, Saeed says, the idea of a punk sock monkey, that's not protected. But if someone copied an individual's very particular expression of it, down to minuscule details like the writing on the punk monkey's t-shirt, which the artist believes was her own handwriting, then maybe there's a case.
It can be often amusing to see Ninth Circuit judges struggling to produce fine-grained analysis of sock monkeys, but that's exactly what's required, is parsing the details to determine which things the law protects, which things are free for anybody to use, and so forth.
Saeed says with Manilang's case, too, it's all about her individual expression. Are her designs specific enough to hold up in court? The fact that many are hand-drawn is important. What's very clear is that the law is complicated. And Saeed says it's hard to predict outcomes, which makes it an uphill battle for artists. In an ironic twist, Manilang herself was also accused of breaking intellectual property law.
So just this weekend, we got an email from someone from the Space Needle. Super nice. You know, you probably didn't know this, but the Space Needle is actually trademarked. And so I just wrote her back and said, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. We'll take it down, which we did. And then emailed her back to ask about licensing.
Trademarked. The Space Needle folks say she can't sell a t-shirt or a onesie with a Space Needle on it.
I didn't know you could even trademark a building. And, you know, as soon as they contacted us, we took it down and we contacted the back to see how we could do it legally.
Would the Space Needle's trademark claim hold up in court? That's another quagmire. In Washington, there are resources for artists. One is a nonprofit called Washington Lawyers for the Arts. They've even got a workshop scheduled in the fall all about intellectual property law. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.
And there's lots of Seahawks gear on display at SeaTac Airport today, where streams of fans are filling the planes heading south to Arizona today.